Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Jason Madison, John Gervais, and Trey Edwards. Big show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's the website. That's the Patreon. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting all the extra content, like the Cinephobe Rewatchingtons that we do every other Monday, like the Cinephobe special edition episodes that are hidden in there, like Jason X, like Four Christmases, like the Great White Hype, Half Baked. There's so many, I can't name them all. Also, access to Discord, access to the OG pod episodes. man, there's just so much. You definitely want to be a subscriber. Patreon.com/countthedings.
Yeah, we got the bomb fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. How's that going? Yeah.
I mean, we're about to find out again. I mean,
Jerv sounded like a genius to me, bro. Quincy texted me talking about Robinson.
About Robinson.
Bijou? About Bijou?
Bijou Robinson.
I told y'all I was the fucking fantasy expert.
So I'm not gonna lie, Jerv. I got I'm in three leagues.
Mm-hmm. Talk, bro. Go ahead. I already know. You ain't gonna tell me nothing. I don't know.
And I got Bijan Robinson on one of my teams.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you're super excited to have him on your team.
He wasn't the first overall pick, though. But, you know, I did end up with him.
So
if he ends up leading all running backs.
I'll say I was wrong.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. I'll say I was wrong.
All right. So Jerv and the Jervets are currently leading Purple Rain 36-28. You know what I mean? Jerv has Deshaun Watson. You have, who is this? Is that David Pierce? Damn.
Damian Pierce.
Oh, Pierce. You have Connor. Right,
no, Chase. Not afraid of the cancellation. You're afraid to say Chinatown, but you're not afraid to have Deshaun Watson on your team.
Right? He has Ridley. Who was it that tight end? Firmouth?
Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, yes. Pat Freiermuth. I don't even know, bro. Higgins.
He nice.
You got Moore.
Uh-huh.
You got McManus. And you got the Saints. And right now, you know, you're up right now, Jerv.
Mm-hmm.
It's early, Trey. It's early.
I know. I'm just – because while we're going to have a result soon.
Got it.
Okay, we have a matchup.
Yep.
Juju Gotti versus Jason Skillsburg.
Oh.
Team Skillsburg. Yes, Juju Gotti is leading right now at the moment, 27-12.
Who you got, Jason?
He had Mahomes who played already, so that's why.
Jason has Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I'll read it off. I got Lamar quarterback. I got Saquon. I got Aaron Jones. It's my nigga.
Oh, here we go.
AJ Brown, OBJ.
That should be throwing me off, but it's like A Brown. I'm like, Antonio.
Yeah, that just threw me off for a second. And then I got Miles Sanders, Michael Pittman, Justin Tucker, and the Bills defense.
Oh, Justin Tucker, damn.
Yeah, so that was my pick when we was drafting, and then the little draft thing went like, what the fuck?
Are you sure you want to take this kicker?
Yeah. Oh. Juju has Pat Mahomes. He has Mixon. He has Williams. He has Wilson.
You can't say Williams, nigga. What Williams?
He has Javonte
Williams. Okay, I got you. He got Garrett Wilson.
That's Smith.
He got Mike Williams. He has David. What's that?
Njoku. Yeah.
He has Dalvin Cook. He has Brandon Cooks. Pause at this name, Cameron Dicker. Damn. And then he has the Jets defense.
Oh, let's go Calvin Ridley. Oh, let's just eat. Let's just eat. See, y'all not getting alerts to y'all phone. I'm getting alerts to my phone.
I'm getting alerts to my phone. Are we
putting anything on this, by the way?
That's what we was trying to figure out. I was going to
figure out.
Like, for the pod, it has to be a winner and a loser. Like, last place got to do something. First place got to get something. Like, we got to.
But also, on the side, the nigga that's been talking the most shit.
Yep. What's up?
You got to at least be playing, like, top. If you don't medal, if you Team USA on this shit,
right,
you fall outside of bronze, silver, or gold.
I mean, that's not fair because I don't know.
Nigga,
one.
No one else has been talking shit like you. What do you mean it's not fair?
Well,
don't try to get humble.
Y'all are getting alerts. I'm getting alerts. Okay, Mr. Alert.
Yeah, but I also don't know. There's 12 people in the league. I don't know, like, 7 of them. So, like, I don't know if those motherfuckers know fantasy football. I just felt confident
this?
In the room.
How about
I was
this?
In.
How about
Why
this?
Does it matter?
No.
I'm outside, bro.
You're playing Mario Kart against the other racers.
Trey, Jason, I'm not even allow that.
I'm probably going to lose this week.
Where are you going to end up in the bomb selection of like you, Jason, Trey, and Juju. Where are you gonna?
Quincy as well.
You said what?
One.
He said so. He's basically he doesn't know about these other niggas that we invited in here, but like y'all niggas, he gonna whoop y'all ass confidently. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta figure out. We gotta figure out what the prize is.
Y'all not gonna suck. Y'all not gonna back me into no sucker's bet. I'll tell you that much. But y'all, we can figure something out. Like I see the play that's happening.
Oh, okay, what's the play that's happening?
It's okay. It's okay.
You're the one who's talking shit.
I'm not entertaining your paper bag games. Young man, I'm not entertaining.
What are you suspicious of, man? This is straightforward. Right. I said I can eliminate the seven people you don't know.
Okay.
They might be what's my man? Matthew Barry or whatever. Yeah. Right? Okay. I'm not gonna count them. I'm counting the niggas that you do know. You said one confidently. Mm-hmm. What more paper bag games are there, man?
I don't know, but I'm prepared. There's something coming. Something's happening, my G. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, something's happening. You talk mad shit. That's what's happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm here for it. Like, okay. Listen. Let me be clear. I'm probably going to lose my week this week, and which is fine. But I see enough happening with my team to be like, oh, okay. Things are just going to have to happen in week two rather than in week six. When I tell you I had the steal of the draft with Anthony Richardson, like, that's crazy to me, bro. Like, watch him just Justin Fields, y'all, real quick.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
We're going to see, Jerv. We're going to see.
We're going to see, brother. I'm outside, dog. I'm
before we get off on the pod, I want to make sure we shout.
You mean get off the pod?
Get off the pod.
All right.
I want to make sure we shout out Coco Gauff.
Yeah.
For winning the U.S. Open.
Yes.
Shout out to Coco.
Man, queen and queens.
Yep, exactly. She did that. But I thought the coverage of it was interesting because for whatever reason, like, they kept cutting to KD, Rich Paul, Jimmy Butler, like, consistently throughout, not just that match, but other matches. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then also, did y'all see that Leon, the actor, was sitting next to his mom or her mom, I mean, next to Coco's mom? I was like, what the fuck? How is Lee, like, are they friends? It was just a random, he was just a random person to be there.
Yeah, no, it's, I'll tell you a couple of things. First of all, shout out to Coco Gauff. I saw this, LZ Granderson had this in his story. He said that when Serena, let me pull it up so I could read it accurately. Where is IG? Damn, what the hell? Okay, here it is. When Serena Williams won the U.S. Open in 1999, she became the first Black American woman to win a major in the Open era. Since then, every American woman to win the U.S. Open has been Black, including now Coco Gauff, which is that's insane. Dope. In 23 years, from nobody done it to now, it's like we the only ones doing it.
That's so hard.
Shout out to that. I know Coco Gauff, 19 years old, bro.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about that. That when Barack, because I saw Barack congratulate her on Twitter, I said when Barack was elected, that means she was 4 years old, bro. She had that whole. Yeah, like, think about, like, I was thinking about, you know, everyone knows that Jeezy saw My President is Black, right? Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. But Coco Gauff, legit, like, probably heard that shit on a Golden Oldies playlist or some shit, man.
Not the Golden Oldies.
That shit is like the Temptations for her, man. That's like listening to fucking David Ruffin.
I said the Temptations.
Man, that's hilarious. Yeah, it was funny, though, at the end, too, where she's because the other, I don't know how tennis rankings work, tennis rankings, golf rankings work, but like there's this like number one in the world ranking. And for whatever reason, the woman that she beat, Sabalenka, is going to be ranked number one in the world on Monday. Then they kept congratulating her for it, which I thought was like the funniest shit. Cause it's like, you're number one, but you just lost.
Duh, she wanted to get off that stage so bad.
So bad, bro. She was like, yeah, this is weak.
And you know that crowd was definitely not in her favor or whatever. That shit was a very pro-Coco crowd. But yeah, the way it works, Jason, is like every finish you do gets you points. Obviously, the deeper you finish, the more points you get, and they add up the points, and that's how they figure out the ranking. So because she's been like reaching the finals of all and deep into all these tournaments, her ranking is the number one. Coco, like, this is her best. I think this is her first major win.
Yeah, that's her first major.
So it's like she's still got a ways to go to build up, like, because it's all about like your overall resume as opposed to like you get hot for one tournament and that's
it. Should be like, it should be like boxing. Like, if I knock you out, I get the crown. like if I win against you in a final, like, you can't be number one. How are you number one? I just beat you.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Like, it's kind of illogical. I do like the idea that you got to be sustained excellence to like,
right.
That
I get it.
Because then, by the way, it puts like what Serena did even more like,
right.
It wasn't just like she got hot at the right time. She was whooping motherfuckers' ass like year round.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a cool thing about it. But yeah, it's got to be awkward as hell as everyone says, hey, you number one. I'm like, yeah, nigga, I just lost to a teenager even remember. Doesn't even remember Jeezy, My President is Black. You know how embarrassing that is?
Right. I'm just imagining Sabalenka saying that exact.
Yeah. Yo, man, like, it's funny because it's like I feel like Coco Gauff been around, right? Like,
yeah, she's been playing since she was like 15, so it's been 4 years. Yeah,
she got just came out during the pandemic.
She got signed. She got signed to New Balance at 14. She got signed to New Balance at 14.
Yeah,
I'm talking about as far as like her being on like our radar as people as casual tennis followers and everything. Like her run started, I believe, during the pandemic, right?
God damn.
Yeah, I think so.
Y'all niggas really.
What?
Now this fucking Twitter algorithm has started to do the same shit to me.
That it did to Trey?
Yes.
Yes, it's the algorithm, brother.
I just opened.
Yes.
And then that's the first thing that came up.
For the bros.
She's not even verified, and she's got less than 6,000 followers. Why is this happening to me?
Bad news.
The worst part about these accounts, let me just end this, we'll wrap right here, but the worst part about all these accounts, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram, is when you click on the profile and it shows you followed by your nigga so-and-so. Like, oh man, like this shit, always I'm like, yeah, you fucking. I'm like, yeah, you fucking creep. Even though I'm doing the same shit.
You following right behind him.
I'm doing the same shit, but I'm like, yeah, you fucking. Like right now, I'm not gonna say my man's name because he's someone of not only good reputation but also like I believe like to be like of the church or whatever. But like, I was like, damn, brother. You fell for the same thing too. Then the other part of it is when I see some shit on Instagram and I open it, I'm like, surely someone's following, and no one's following. I'm like, you niggas, I know you niggas all doing this. She got 4 million followers and none of y'all follow this. Whatever, man. Yeah. Yep, just saw one right now. Instagram. What are we doing again?
Great.
Closing it out.
Yeah, you were rapping.
Hey, that nigga got distracted.
That nigga got lost in the.
I opened the explore page on Instagram. You know,
that's a wild place.
I gotta stay away from there. Every time I open it up, it used to be. You know what's funny? Before I cut my hair, it used to be like all this hairline rejuvenation shit. That's just stopped, man. I don't get them shits anymore. Now it's 100% filled. All right, that's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting the extra content. You're getting this podcast all at once. Shout out to everyone who joined into the Bomb Fantasy League. We're going to keep you guys updated about that. For Trey, for Jer, for Jason, I'm Amin telling you to stay black, motherfuckers.